Johnson if I could return one compliment to him of many that I could offer, is that he is a Rav who is Amul B'Taira. We see him here in the Kail every morning, learning, harving and learning. They say the Bach lost his job because he was so poor he couldn't have candles to learn at night. People passed by his house and they saw no light. They said, a Rav that doesn't learn at night? He's not a Rav for us. Rabbi Melman's light is burning at night and during the day also. We're going to talk about a few topics today. Rabbi Melman's talk just reminded me of a short story. I may have said it, and I don't endorse any Hechsherim or talk against Hechsherim, at least not publicly. That's not a wise thing to do. I offer advice privately, as I should do and I must do. But in any event, there is a minig among some people, maybe by the Chassidim or by the Litvisha, but the Litvisha also, that you take to a Rav your produce in your farm, and the Rav takes a bite of it, and that gives a bracha on the produce. So if I grow apples, I take my apples to the Rav, and the Rav would take a bite and make a bracha, and that would be a blessing that I have a very healthy crop. So the Brisker Rav was sitting in his house, a farmer knocks on the door, and he takes some cheese into the Brisker Rav. He says, I'd like you to taste this cheese, please. So the Brisker Rav asked, Zemin's Hechsher, who's Hechsher? And he was so embarrassed because he had no Hechsher. He produced it at his home. So after he was hemming and hawing, he says, Rebbe, it's for my house. I don't have a Hechsher. He says, good, because I don't need Hechsher. And what Rabbi Melman said, I think you could understand why not. And I don't want to go into the stories I know because I won't get down to the meat and potatoes that I'm talking. Now, I'm not advocating you shouldn't use Hechsherim. I use them myself, both on products and in stores, which are takeout stores. But the thought is that I think we have to be sophisticated when we talk about Hechsherim. I always say when it comes to other areas of our life, people over here are very sophisticated, whether it's hedge funds or stocks or mutual funds. If someone, Loya Leno, has a serious problem medically, he finds the best doctors because he's very sophisticated. He doesn't depend on what other people say. So too, when it comes to Hechsherim, you have to be very, not just Hechsherim, Hilchos Kashrus, you have to be very sophisticated. You have to bring your educated mind into Hechsherim and be as savvy and sophisticated, as intellectual as you are when you deal with other areas, and not just, oh, everyone eats here, because I don't think that would be a good enough reason to invest heavily for a major investment. And Kashrus obviously is a major investment. What I'd like to do today is speak about a few topics. The first topic, as Rabbi Melman mentioned, is medication. It's not kosher. I gave a shiur about this about 10 years ago. That's what I was told by the office, that it was 10 years ago, so I'm sure it's not so fresh in our minds, but I'll repeat it a little differently. That would be more of a lumdisha-type shiur, but I'll say it over if someone has a question, whether as far as the lumdis goes, terminology, whatever type of question you have, you're welcome to ask, and I'll answer it the best I can. And I'd like to talk about two other topics, time allowing. One topic, which I think is a very difficult topic to teach, to talk about, which has a lot to do with people here in the community having a non-Jew in your house. How does it affect the kashrus of your kitchen? And hopefully we'll speak, if time allows, about blended whiskey. What is the halacha question, whether you can drink whiskey when it has some wine in it? Now, the first shiloh which I want to speak about is medication. Now, it goes without saying that if a person is a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, we have nothing to talk about. He could eat treif. Chayla sheyesh b'sakana has no limitation. Not could he eat treif, he has to eat treif. If there's no alternative, if it's better for his refuah, of course he could eat non-kosher food. We're going to talk specifically about medications that are not roi l'achila. They are not food. Now, often you have medications that have non-kosher ingredients. They are bottle. We know there's halacha of bitul b'roiv. Since the minute amount of non-kosher ingredients is minute enough to be bottle, there's also no question. But you have certain medications that have a major component of non-kosher food. The problem is, you have to take it. You're not a chayla sheyesh bo sakana. Are you allowed to take it by virtue of the fact that it's not edible? It's not roi l'achilas adam. And I think most pills fall under that category. Now, there are two Gemaras that deal with such a shayla, not with medication, with the question of eating foods that are not roi l'achila. Yeah, first the sugya in Psochim on the Chavdal on the days. The Gemara says, when the Torah uses a lashon achila, it means kederech achila. Chelev, fat. What is chaylev? Chaylev, if you eat that, it's an isakaris. It's more than a lav. You can't eat chaylev. There are certain chaylev, certain shuman we call it. That's kosher. And there's certain chaylev that is an isakaris if you eat it. That's nikra chaylev. When you go to a place that deals with the meat in a kosher way, they have to excise, they have to take out the chaylev. But what happens if you eat the chaylev when it's raw? The halacha is, you're not over in Issa deraisa, because that's not derech achila. It's not the derech achila to eat raw chaylev. Therefore, no Issa deraisa whatsoever. There's another Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah that says that loisoichlu, you can't eat, and then it says, l'ger asher b'sharecha t'tena, that you should give it to the ger if it's not kosher. So the Gemara has a drasha. If something is roi l'achilas ger, if it's fit for human consumption, it's aser. If it's not fit for human consumption, it is mutter. So we have two Gemaras. A Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, from the pasuk of l'ger asher b'sharecha, that it's only aser min ha-tayra if it's fit for human consumption. If it's not fit for human consumption, it's not aser min ha-tayra. And we have a Gemara in Pesachim that states, the Lashon Achila implies derech achila. You have to eat it in a normal fashion. If you eat the chaylev when it's raw, it's not a normal fashion. You're not over in Issa deraisa. And the question is, why do we need these two psukim? What are these two halachas? Superficially, they seem to be the same halacha. Superficially, they are the same halacha. So why do we have two Gemaras that have two different halachas and have two different sources? The teretz is very simple, and the understanding of the teretz is going to reflect on the halacha. One halacha speaks about food that's spoiled. Food that's spoiled is not aser min ha-tayra. The other halacha is not speaking about food that's spoiled. The food is edible. It's uncooked. So therefore, it's not a chsarin in the oichol, but it's a chsarin in the maisa achila. It's not a chsarin in the food. The food is aser. Chaylev is aser. But you're eating it in a manner that is shaloi k'derech achila. We could extrapolate from the Gemara, if you take food that is even edible and cooked, but you wrap something around it, and you swallow it with that wrapping, you're not over in Issa deraisa. That's shaloi k'derech achila. So we have one Gemara that discusses the halacha of shaloi k'derech achila, and we have another Gemara that discusses not shaloi k'derech achila, but what? Eina roi l'achila. It's not edible. It's spoiled. So they're really two different halachas. But the question is, true, in Lomdus, there are two different halachas. But why do we need both halachas? Why does it have to be repeated, whether it's not a derech achila, or it is a baby, or it's spoiled? They seem to point to the same reason. Now, the halacha of shaloi k'derech achila, meaning if you eat chayla that's chai, that's surely necessary, because that's not spoiled. That's food. That is food. So therefore, if we only have the halacha of spoiled, if we only have the halacha, rather, of spoiled food, we would know if you take food that's not spoiled and you eat it in a very non-ordinary way. That's sure. But why do you need the other halacha? Spoiled food is not being eaten in the regular way by definition. If the food is spoiled, it's not being eaten in the regular way. So why do we need the halacha of einoi roi l'achila? Says the Chavis Das, and we're going to give out some nafkaminas and reflect it la-halacha, that if food gets spoiled to the extent that it's not edible, even if you rejuvenate it chemically, and you bring it back to its original form of edibility, the Isser is gone. Because the Isser of Eina Roi Lager, the din of Eina Roi Lager, means that the food that is spoiled becomes mutter. It is mutter to eat. Since it's mutter to eat, so therefore, even if it becomes edible again, it already was paka the Isser. The other halacha in Pesachim is not a halacha that the Isser goes off from the food. The food has the Isser on it. What is the halacha? That you ate it in a very unusual way. If you cook the chaylev and you eat it in a regular way, of course, you're going to be chayav karet. So what we have before us are two heterim from the Torah. One heter addresses the status of the food. If the status of the food is spoiled, it is mutter, and you can't even bring it back to its original form. And we have another halacha. The food may have a status of food al pi halacha, but you consume it, in an unusual way, while if you consume it in an unusual way, you're not over an iser. The Shagas Arya, for instance, says, on Yom Kippur, if you consume food in an unusual way, let's say you eat chayl of chai, raw fat, you're chay of karis, because the Torah on Yom Kippur doesn't use a lashon of achila, it uses a lashon of inui. So therefore, if you would ingest on Yom Kippur chayl of that's raw, you're chay of karis. However, if you would ingest on Yom Kippur food that's spoiled, you're not over any yisr at all. Why not? Because the food that's spoiled does not have a status of food minatayr. So that's what we have as a way of an introduction, that when we talk about medications that are not fit for eating, we're really entering these two gemaras. One gemara tells us it's not the regular way to eat, it's not a maisa achila, and the other gemara says we're talking about food that is spoiled, that it's not edible, it's not only chsarin in the maisa achila, the food itself is a dover hamutter, because if it's spoiled, it loses its status of food. Now, let's speak about the Isser Midrabbanan. We established Midaraisa, there's no problem. Midaraisa, if you take a pill, and presumably a pill is not fit for consumption, there's no Isser Midaraisa whatsoever. But let's talk about, is there an Isser Midrabbanan? At one point, the Beis Yosef wants to say that if you take food that is food, but you eat it in a shaloi kederach achila, that's also midrabbanan. But if the food is spoiled to the extent that it doesn't have a shame oichol min atayra, that's even mutter midrabbanan. That's even mutter midrabbanan, and it's very understandable. If you ingest something that's osur, but you do it shaloi kederach, there you're ingesting something that's osur. Something that's osur, even though you ingest it in a permitted way, min atayra, the Rabbanan prohibited that. But if you ingest something that's not edible, and al pi Torah, the iser is paka, it's not a dover ha'aser, we don't find that the Rabbanan prohibited that. So the Shagas, the Beis Yosef rather, wants to advance a chiluk in halacha, what's awesome mid Rabbanan, what's not awesome mid Rabbanan. If you follow that, medications would have no problem. Because medications, not only is it shaloi kederach achila, but it's also einai roi lachila. However, most poskim disagree with this Beis Yosef's thought, and they say, not only if it's shaloi kederach achila, if it's einai roi lachila, the halacha is that it's also midrabbanan. But they give a reason. It seems it's a compelling argument. If it's not fit for eating, and it's not a davar ha'aser, what is the gether, what is the reason? What is the mahalach that the Rabbanan prohibited it? So they explain pshat in the Rosh, there's a concept of achshavei. Why, if something is not fit for consumption, in the Torah's eyes, does it lose its status of food? Because it's not chashav, it's not edible. If you want to eat it, you're machshavit, you attach importance to it, so therefore it gets its status of food. And therefore, midrabbanon, it is aser. Midrabbanon, it is aser. Even though it was mutter already, it's a little of a contradiction to the lumbas of the Chavis Das, but we'll leave that alone. But in any event, it was not edible. You're machshavit. You say, I want to eat it. Since you say, I want to eat it, you attach importance to it. You attach importance to it, so therefore, it becomes aser for you to eat it, midrabbanon. So here we have most paiskim. Most paiskim say that even though something is eaten in a shaloi kederach achila, and more so, even though the food is ein aroi lachila, midrabbanan, you can't ingest it. And the reason why you can't ingest food that is ein aroi lachila, because of the concept of achshavei. You gave importance to it, it has a shei moichel, and therefore it is aser. Now, let's go a step further. We know when something is aser midrabbanan, there are leniencies in halacha. Hilchos Shabbos, we know. A chayla she'ein b'sakana, not a chayla she'esh b'sakana. That we know everything is mutter and you're obligated to do it. But a chayla she'ein b'sakana, a person who is sick but it's not tied into some loss of life. So therefore, you don't have the hetzer b'kuach nefesh. We know there are halachas and leniencies. What's the status of these isuri d'rabbanan, ein aroi l'achila, shaloi kederach achila, as far as a chayla? Is there any leniencies? Now, there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says Ravina put on his daughter oil that was retrieved from grapes that had Isser Arla. Arla, you're not allowed to smear on you, something that was from the first 3 years of the growth of the tree. So the Gemara asked, how could he do it? So the first Lashon of the Gemara is the reason why he did it, because it was a Sakana. His daughter was in the state of Pikuach Nefesh. However, the other terrace of the Gemara is that even though there was no state of Pikuach Nefesh, the reason why he did it, because she was a Chayil Shem B'Sakana. See, here we have a Gemara that seems to say, you take Arla, you put it on the body, Shaloi Kederich, I should add, because it wasn't something that usually was applied to the skin, and even though she wasn't a Sakana, will still allow it, because a Chayil Shem B'Sakana is permitted to violate an Issur Rabbanan of Shaloi Kederich. See, here we have a Gemara that seems to give us a leniency to take medication for a Chayil Shem B'Sakana. However, the Ran says that the Hether is only by Dvarim that are not eaten. Something that is eaten, there is no Hether whatsoever to ingest food Shaloi Kederich Achila, or even food that's Ein Aroi L'Achila. That's Pashup Shad in the Ran, we'll see. So the Ran takes away the heter. We thought we had a heter from the Gemara that says you can apply oil, that's usher, to your body if you're a Chayil Shem B'Sakon, if it's Shaloi Kederich. But the Ran says that's only by Yisurim other than Achila. By Yisur Achila, we don't have permission, a heter, to eat something that's not Roy L'Achila or Shaloi Kederich Achila for a Chayil Shem B'Sakon. What? Why? What's his raya that achilas more chomer? I mean, he has a raya that achilas more chomer. Chazal are more machmer. It's ingested. It's more chomer. He doesn't explain the reason behind it, but you find that achilas more chomer. Comes along the Shagasari and he says, "Ooh, that's the case. No medication, because if you're not a chayil sheish b'sakana, you can't take a pill. Person has a terrible headache. He can't function. Let's say it's a migraine headache." And he knows it's not a sakon. His doctor says, well, come and go, but your life is not in danger. But it's surely very painful and disruptive to him. He wants to take a pill. I don't want to quote brands because I don't know what is kosher, what's not kosher. Somebody told me Motrin has trace in it, but don't quote me on that. So he can't take the Motrin. Why not? Because this medication has non-kosher ingredients in it. It's not bottle barayis. He's a chayil shem b'sakana. It's mutter midaraisa to take it, because not only is it shaloi kederich achila, it's ein aroi l'achila, but sorry, you can't be over in Issur Rabbanan because you are not feeling well. You just can't. Now, the Vilna Gaon brings a raya that for an Issur Rabbanan, unless you find specifically an exception, you have to give away all your money. What's the raya? The Gemara says when your house is burning on Shabbos, you can't tell even a non-Jew to put out your house, the fire. If there's no sakana, you know, we have to make sure there's no sakana and everything. So the Vilna Gaon says it's only Amir Lakum. It's a Mishnah Shabbos on Kuf Chav Beis or Kuf Chav Aleph. The house is burning. That's a major possession for most people. And you can't tell the non-Jew to put it out, says the Vilna Gaon. It says you can't be over Nisad Rabbanan, even if Mokan Hefsid Maruva. And to put it out yourself is only in Nisad Rabbanan also, because it's a Melach Shein Shrikha Levufa. You still can't do it. Akoponim, you have to know when Chazal said you could do it, when Chazal said you can't do it. Here it comes to medication, according to the Shagas Aryeh, that is only Issur Rabbanan, and you have a pounding headache. You can't violate the Issur Rabbanan unless a sakana. Sakana doesn't mean something very possible. Well, you all know that. Even a very remote chance, you have to know what is remote, but even a very distant chance is also a sakana. And we try to quantify it, whether it's 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20. I can't do that because I don't know how to do that. But if it's a realistic possibility, that's sakana. It doesn't have to be a probability. Certainly not. But let's say you know it's no sakana. You get your headaches and that's it. It's disabling. It's painful. But still, Shagasari doesn't allow you to do it. And not.
By the oil, that was made to be
Mazar. No, it wasn't made. I mean, it was Shaloi Kederich. The oil in the case of the Gemara Shloi Kederach, that was the basis of the heter. The oil was Shloi Kederach Chano.
Okay, so the
Ron
says, but
not by Achila. Right. Even ain't a roi, right? We're going to make a chiluk in that in a moment. The Ron is not clear. You're right, because comes along the Yad Avram. The Yad Avram is a pirish on Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "One second, I have a distinction. If it's ain't a roi lechila, remember, meaning to say it's spoiled, it's not edible, I'll allow a chayla to take it. But if it's roi lechila, I'm just eating it shaloi kederich achila." Then I won't allow a chayla to take it. What's the difference? Says Yad Avram, do you remember why food that's spoiled I'm not allowed to take? Midrabbanan. What's the geder hadvarim? It's ain't a roi lachila. It's not edible. It shouldn't be food because of achshave. We were machshavit. We gave importance to it. We consider it food. Says the Yad Avram, if you're eating something for medical reasons, you're not really being machshavit b'tayrus eichel. B'tayrus eichel means that for some reason, I don't know who would do this, he had something that's not edible by the vast majority of the people. He likes it. Kasha ramaisa. He likes this hard piece of cake that no one will eat. That's achshavay. But if you're taking it for medical reasons, not because you enjoy the taste, not because you're hungry, because you have to take it, because you want to get rid of your headache, there's no achshavay, and therefore, it is mutter. So the lumdus is not pshat a chayli is mater in Issa Drabbanan. A chayli is not mater in Issa Drabbanan. But makom chayli, when you ingest something that's ain't a roi lachila, it's not achshavei, it's not even osa midrabbanan, it's mutter midrabbanan. So if we follow the Yad Avram pasuk, and Rav Moshe in his sefer doesn't mention the Yad Avram, he says the svar himself, then you are permitted to take medication, not shaloi kederech achila, but if it's ain't a roi lachila. Some people take medication, I don't know if anyone does it today, but they wrap paper around it if it's not kosher. If the medication is edible, just you're wrapping paper around it, is not ain't a roi lachila, but what is that? Shaloi kederech achila. It won't be mutter. Why? Because a chayla doesn't allow you to be over in Issa Drabbanan. If it's spoiled and it's not edible, so then it's really mutter min atayra. It's only become Issa Drabbanan if you'll be machshavit. If you'll say, I want it for food, I don't want it for food. If I don't want it for food, it is no achshavei and it remains mutter, both midaraisa and midrabbanan. And this, we're going to talk further about it, but this is what a person could depend on halach lemaisa. It's an Issa Drabbanan at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it's an Issa Drabbanan. There's big paiskim, the Yad Avram, and Rav Moshe we rely on so many things, says it's permitted. And by definition, it's a shasat chak, because you're sick. And we'll talk about that. How sick must you be? But by definition, it's a shasat chak, and therefore, you can be lenient with medication, which is not roi lachila. Surely you have a kosher alternative. Why not? Why not be yais in the sheet of the Shagasariya? But many medications are what they are, and you can't get kosher medication. If it's ain't a roi lachila, then we can be made.
The pills have a coating on it.
Yes.
Then
that sweet, that part is right. The coating is right.
It wouldn't work.
No.
That would be the issue with motion, then it wouldn't work.
Yeah, if that's the problem with motion, I don't know. No. But if it's the coating, and the coating is roi lachila, so it's roi lachila. That's not even an Issa Drabbanan. That's an Issa D'oraisa. Why is it shloi kederech? You could suck it. No, you swallow something. Not shloi kederech. You need something korcha b'siv. Bolo matzah yotza. It's not shloi kederech. If you swallow something without chewing it or without sucking, it's not shloi kederech. Shloi kederech is only your korcha b'siv. Now, let me just tell you over a psak from Chaim Oizer that is similar to this psak, the gelatin shaila. I don't know what the current status of the gelatin shayla is, but if you look in the paiskim, it was poster of Chaim Eiser in Europe yet, and it seems the gelatin was originated from non-kosher animals, but it wasn't edible. So the asked of Chaim Eiser, good, it's not edible, but the Rosh says you can't eat non-edible food, midrabbanan. Chaim Eiser is mitzadeh, you put it in the gelatin, not because of taste, You put in the gelatin not because of nutrition, not for feelings of satiation, to give it firmness and consistency. So it's not really something you want to eat. Therefore, Reb Chaim Eizer argued, there's no achshavei. That's a similar svara that by medication there's no achshavei. So here we have Reb Chaim Eizer also subscribes to that svara, that if it's ein aroi l'chila, it's also because of achshavei. You don't have achshavei if you have ulterior reasons for eating it. The other heter of shaloi kederech achila, which is mafid of the raisa, that would be usher under all circumstances. Now, the chochmas adam, with a Rambam, and I have a raya from a Rambam, but I just want to mention the Chochmas Adam Shita, he takes a different approach completely, the way I understand it. That a person who is sick has a right to be over an Isser Drabonon and eat something that's not Roy Lachila, and eat something that's Roy Lachila, Shloi Kederach Achila. L'chur, it's not like the Ran. The raya from the Rambam. To put it in other words, the Isurim of Shloi Kederach Achila and the Isurim of Ein Aroi Lachila, which are only Drabonon, are suspended for Mokum Chayli. He has a different approach. So if you ask the Chochmas Adam, I have medication that is tasty, but I'm not feeling well. Could I wrap paper around it and take it? Chochmas Adam would say, yeah, but you'll tell him, but it's Roy Lachila. He'll tell you, but you're eating Shloi Kederach Achila. But good. But it's Roy Lachila. He says, no. The heter of chayla is matar, both the yisr of eder roi lachila and shloik der chayla. If you go like the shita before, the heter chayla is matar nothing. It's only if you're a chayla, there's no achshavei. So therefore you're not violating an yisr. If you go with the Chochmas Adam, there is an yisr drabonon of eder roi and shloik derech. The teretz is, chayli is matar. Yeah. Yeah, you could, right. You could say there's no achshavei, right? Because the achrayim say the same svara, but taruvus. Let's say tray fell in by accident, and you don't even want it there. Therefore, there's no achshavei, right? You could say, but if it's also the rice, it doesn't help. If it's edible, the rice, then it won't help. So, what? Oh. So therefore, now we have, I think, a very important shayla lahalach, and then we'll recap everything and give you what I feel is halach lamaisa. We have the Shagas Aryeh, who's Machmir. Big headache. It's a big headache. You have no heter. You can't be over in Issa Drabonon. We have Ramosha and the Yad Avram that say, if it's not Roy Lachila, it's Osir only if you're Machshavit. If you take it for medication, there's no Achshavit. And then we have the Chochmas Adam, who takes a different approach. The Isurim Drabonon of Shloi Kederach Achila and Roy Achila are Musar B'Makom Chayli. Now, the big question is, how sick is sick? How sick is sick? In Hilchos Shabbos, we know that a person can take medication if he's nafal l'mishkav, meaning he is bedridden. Bedridden doesn't mean that he can't get out of bed. He has to crawl out of bed. Bedridden means that's where he belongs, that's where he wants to be. Or maybe in his tire called gofay. But what we call a mechush ba'alma, that doesn't qualify you to be a chayla on Shabbos to take medication. It may qualify you for Amir La'akum to have a non-Jew do a drabon and shvus to shvus, but it doesn't qualify you for the heter of chayla shemes akad. How sick must you be in order to take medication? Now, I'm telling you, you could depend on Ramesha and on the Yad Avram. Shagas Aryeh is one sheet in the Milsa drabon, and you could depend surely on Ramesha and the Yad Avram because there's no achshavei by medication, but how sick do you have to be? It seems to me, and sometimes people ask me the question about non-kosher vitamins. Not sick at all. You want to prevent sickness. It seems to me, the Chochmas Adam's Kula, that allows you to eat non-kosher, Shaloi Kederach Achila, is a Chumrah against your Moshe Sheet, and it only allows you to consume something with not Roy Lachina. Let me explain. If you take Ramosha Svara, that if you take something for medical reasons, no Achshavei, doesn't matter how sick you are. Unless you have a mild headache, you have a sniffle. There's no achshavei. You're not eating it b'toiras oichel. You're eating it b'toiras refuah. There's no achshavei. You don't have to be sick at all. You have a little discomfort. You're taking medication. It's not roi lachila. It's mutter min atayra. It'll only be offered with rabbanu with achshavei. There's no achshavei. If it's shaloi kederach achila, you surely it's usher because that's also the Rabbanan. But if it's Eino Roi L'Achila, mild distress allows you to take it. Yeah. Even vitamins, I said. Right, right. I said. I said even vitamins. That's right. Started off. Even vitamins. Well, 1 second. What's Michael Bream? No, it's not Michael. No one takes him in Torah. It's Michael. No, it's Michael Bream on Shabbat. What? Well, I think. Yeah. But I don't think vitamins qualify as food. People take vitamins. They may not understand the dynamics of it, but they feel they're missing a vitamin C, miss a vitamin D, and therefore they think a ward off infection, you know. The layman's reason for taking it, I think, is closer to mine. Michael Bria, maybe in Hilchas Shabbos. But okay, listen, we'll leave vitamins out already, okay? Because I'm going to come in, I'm going to end off and say, I don't think you should take non-kosher vitamins, but for a different reason. But if you go with the Chochmas Adon's Psak, the Chochmas Adon's Psak is a tremendous cooler. It's not pshat, there's no achshavei, but makom chayli legazav barabon, and both on einaroy lechila, and both on shaloi kederech achila. So if you have medication that is treif gomer, and your doctor says, take this piece of chazer that has an aroma and it smells good, wrap a piece of paper around it and eat it. It's mutter. Because makom chayli legazav barabon, but then you could argue, you have to be truly a sick person, like a chayli shenafel lemishkan. So it comes out the Chochmas Adam, who's a mekel, will be machmer in how sick you have to be. If you go like Rav Moshe, there is really no reason why you have to be machmer, even if you're mildly sick, because the heter is not that because if it's a chayli we're machmer you. The heter is there's no achshavei. Even if you're mildly sick, there's no achshavei. Now, let me just tell you halacha l'maisa, how I feel a person should be nice. We have a lot of different shittas here. The truth is, if it's kederich, if it's roi lachila but shloi kederich, that's the Chochmas Adon shita. I don't know if you can depend on it. If you're substantially sick, it's an issur rabbanan. I don't know why you can't depend on it. But vitamins, the only reason why I would say vitamins, if you take for no compelling reason, other than the fact that there's no alternative, but you, there, you know, you have the Shagasari doctors, and Reb Chaim Eizer quotes the Shagasari as a shita. So my svara is that really vitamins you should be able to take according to Ramesh, the way I see it. The only thing is, it could be if you're not distressed and you're not feeling badly at all, why not depend? Why not be chayshah to the Shagas Aryeh? But if surely if you have discomfort but you're not bedridden and you want to take medication, I don't see any problem to be saimach on the Shagas Aryeh, on the Ramesh's psak and on the Out of Rum's psak, which is a psak that other place can also subscribe to. Yeah. Right. You know, it's too difficult of a question for me to answer you, Chaim. People are machmer differently. It's, you know, certain people are machmer, you know, the Shulei Diskin was machmer like every shita mentioned in the Beis Yaitzin. You maybe do that also. You'll be chayshish for the Shagas Aryeh. You know, if there's no compelling reason, you know, there's a klal. If you have no compelling reason, why be mekel? If there's a reason, then you could be mekel. I mean, I'm telling you, Chaim Eizer mentions the Shagas Aryeh. He's not just shelo. It's not a shita tchuyah completely. But anyway, surely to get back, if you're nafal amishkev, there's no question about it. You could take pills that are not roi lachila. If you're not nafal amishkev, if you're distressed, I think you could take it also. Yes, Harry.
Can you assume that a normal pill is not
sweet? That's called not my understanding and his assumption is yes. But this I'll put out to the Yoylem and maybe the medical people, who I don't know if they know about whether it's Roy Lachila more than the lay people. I think the average pill, which is not coded, is not Roy Lachila's Adam. I think so. Yes.
Gel caps,
as far as I understand, even if they are not kosher, it's not Roy Lachila. You would go under the same guidelines. If it's Nafal Amishkev, everyone will be matur, the Chacham Asadam and Rav Moshe. If it's not Nafal Amishkev, you'll be subject to that machlokes. Yes.
What do you mean by coded on a regular pill?
Can't hear.
What do you mean by coded?
Certain pills have a candy coating around it, a sugar coating. Well, it tastes, yeah. It has a flavor to it, and it can be non-kosher.
And the regular
which are not coated. I'll tell you, you could experiment. You could try eating it. I mean, we've all maybe bitten into a pill by accident, and we find how distasteful it is. I would assume it's ein roi l'achila sodom. Yeah. What? Yeah. No, but we want to know whether it's roi l'achila. No, that's called derech achila. You swallow the derech achila. No, you can eat it in a way, and you close your nose and swallow it. Doesn't make it roi l'achila. Roi l'achila means that a person would eat it. You know, when you swallow something, it's called derech achila, but it doesn't make it roi l'achila. Yeah. A hundred percent. Even though we'd be a little hard pressed to find an isser involved in those, because we generally don't have isuri hanuk. But theoretically, you could bring a raya from the Gemara that something that's not midi di achila, it is mutter to take, even though it's asur b'hanuk. Yeah.
The problem with the coating is only if the coating itself.
Right. No. That's ain't a royal achila. The fact that you mix it in, especially what I'm showing you from the Chavis Das, but even without the Chavis Das, he means you make the non-kosher food tasty again. But if it's sugar and it doesn't make it tasty, you just don't taste it, I don't think even he would have to come on to a finish. What do you mean, any difference? I'm thinking by shy, as far as ingesting it,
yeah.
If it's ain't a royal achila, it becomes paka. That was the Bechura. Basa b'cholov is a shayla. Basa b'cholov is a machloikis between Basa b'cholov that is not roi l'achila. Basa b'cholov that is not roi l'achila, according to the Chavis Das and according to the Makar Chaim, in Hilchos Pesach, becomes mutter. And according to the Kresi, is mutter. Reb Chaim learns basa b'cholov that's not roi l'achila is asur. That's the raya from the Rambam, which I didn't want to get into. That the Rambam says basa b'cholov is mutter for a chayla, but basa b'cholov, if it's ain a roi l'chila, it's mutter according to the crazy. So must be he's talking about she'ena shleike derech achila. So you see, he learns like the Chacham Sadam. Yes. Okay. We'll take. Yeah.
Could one say that swallowing isn't derech achila? Couldn't you make the case?
No, you can't. I'm sorry. The Gemara says bala matzayata. Yes, David. Yeah, I don't think it would affect the medication for two reasons. Number one, the fact that the inside is not roi lachi, like I mentioned from the Chavis Das, it's puck of the yisr and it doesn't return. And number two, I don't think that's making the non-kosher ingredients edible. You're just coating it. Kishmai kachu. In order to make the non-kosher ingredients edible, you have to make the non-kosher through cooking, through something, that the actual non-kosher ingredients will become edible. Right, you have to know about the coating. Right, anytime you have coating on medication, you have to know. For some reason, some people assume. I mean, you got to get cough medicine. You walk in the store, you take cough medicine off the shelf. You know it's kosher. You know you're not a chayla sheish b'sakana. Now, if it's pills without coating, the way I'm saying, it's not a major problem. Surely it's not for l'mishkav, and even if it's not for l'mishkav according to the Yad Avraham and Reb Moshe. So the question is, if it's mutter, there still could be timtum halev. Kuach nefesh, you'll have timtum halev. The question is whether something which is ein roi l'achil will have timtum halev. I would assume if it's paka the yisr, you do not have it. When something is bottle, for instance, do you have timtum halev? Definitely not, because achrayim say b'shem the yisr v'heter that if a person says he doesn't want to depend on bittul, he's not bikiris. So you don't want to be timtum halev, you're not bikiris. The Torah says, Bittul is mavatal, it takes off the Shem Isser, there's no more Timtum Alev. If it's Ein Aroi L'Chila, I would assume, Shaloi Kederach Achila, I'm not so sure. But Ein Aroi L'Chila, I wouldn't say there's Timtum Alev. Okay, yes.
So, according to Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to bite into every medicine that's prescribed to you to find out.
I'll tell you, that is not a psak halacha based upon extensive experience. That's my assumption from my personal experience and what I hear from Mashgichim, who are into what's a Roi L'Achila. Okay? But you maybe could investigate it. Not that, but an aspirin we all bit into. I think sometimes they tell you to bite into an aspirin for some reason. I'm not too sure. No, every time. What?
Yeah,
then you should bite into an aspirin. That's sakana. That's that you should do anything you can. Yes, Robert. I think we have to go further if you want to cover some more ground. Yeah, so you know, you could argue if the non-kosher ingredient is not edible, be mutter, even though it's edible because you have kosher ingredients that make it sweet. Because you wouldn't be achshavei because you're really.
The whole thing wasn't good, man. Let's say it's a chewable Tylenol.
Right.
Let's just assume a chewable Tylenol, which is, I'm not saying it is.
No, but is it edible?
But it's edible. It's a chewable Tylenol. Children's chewable.
Yeah, but if it's edible.
And you're an adult, but you want to take it.
Yeah, but Robert, if it's edible, the fact that you have ulterior motives for taking it won't help you. If it's not edible, it becomes also because of achshavei. So we say if you take it for medical reasons, there's no achshavei. But if it's edible, it's treif. A person can't eat chazer that's edible for any reason in the world, except the kuach nefesh. Now let me just summarize and go further because we have another important topic that I'd like to raise. Let's just go through it just one more time. Shagasal yeshit is any type of non-kosher food, whether it's not edible or you eat it, shalaike ve'achilas asur for a chayla. The sheet of the Yad of Ram and Rav Moshe is, if it's edible, you eat it in shalaike derech achila, it is prohibited. If it's not edible, and you eat it because you're a chayla, it is permitted. Why? Because there's no achshavei. How sick do you have to be? Any amount of sickness, makes no difference. Because you're not eating it for food reasons, there's no achshavei. Then you have the Chochmas Adam Shita, which I think is built on the Rambam, that a Chayli has a heter to violate the Yisra de Rabbanim, both the Yisra Vein Roi L'Achila and both the Yisra of Shalai Kedar Achila. How sick do you have to be? I think you have to be Nafal Mishkim. Now, I once saw in the Mincha Shleima, he's Masupik, how sick you have to be. Do you need Nafal Mishkim or not? But he doesn't teach me exactly if it's with this Shita, with that Shita. He's not so clear about it. Shleima Zalman Obach, Zechitzar Zavracha. To me, it seems that we can make a division. If you go with Rav Moshe's understanding, why do you have to be so sick? As long as you're taking it for medical reasons, there's no achshavei. If you go the other way, we have no raya to what extent of sickness you have to achieve. Could be Hilchos Shabbos is Nafla Mishkav. Here also you need Nafla Mishkav. Okay. Right. 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 Well, what are you eating it for? Is it Roi L'Achila? Is that thing which is 140, is Roi L'Achila?
No.
It's not Roi L'Achila. It could be there's no Akshay. Yeah. No, by Tarut, as I mentioned before, certainly if it falls in by itself, there's no Akshay. Okay, let's go to another topic. This is a topic of medication. Everyone should be well. Gesund shouldn't have to come on to the Zeterim, but if you do, I hope these guidelines will be helpful for you. Now, I want to speak about something. I just want to raise the issue. It's too complex to go through it extensively, and there's so many details and so many facts that it's really not something I can cover, at least in the time allotted. But I don't know if everyone's aware of this problem. I want to bring it to you. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch, and you have to really address the problem like any din in Shulchan Aruch we have to address. In Shulchan Aruch it says you have to be careful not to have a non-Jew in your house. Why? We all know the halacha. When you get a delivery from a butcher store or from any other store with food, it has to be sealed. One seal, two seals, it has to have a S-E-A-L on it. If not, what's the problem? Maybe it was switched. Now, when we say maybe it was switched, no one learns pshat. Shulchan Aruch says not that way. We're afraid the non-Jew would do it maliciously. That's not the chashash that he's going to take it off maliciously and put non-kosher items in there. There's no chashash. The chashash is he'll have a benefit. So let's say, for instance, you order a pizza from a pizza shop. I've never tasted it. After hearing Rabbi Melman, I can't say it with such confidence. I don't think I ever tasted non-kosher pizza. However, it seems to be as attractive and as tasty as kosher pizza. So if the non-Jew delivers a pizza from the pizza shop, I don't think al pi halacha you have to be chay. She switched it. But let's say you order a pizza up in the mountains, and it's coming from the pizza store in the city. He may have gotten hungry along the way. He says, oh, next pizza shop is 40 miles away. Let me chomp on this pizza, and I'll put him a different pizza. No harm done. Then you have a problem. Anytime you suspect that there may be a reason for a non-Jew to switch the food on you, it's a problem. That's when you need a seal. Sometimes he would think kosher food is more attractive. It's a better cut meat. That's the halacha of chesima. It's a machlaikish. You should eat one chesima, two chesimas. We paskan the chatchila two chesimas, but the evidence it's one chesima. That's the sugya in Yaradei. The same reason applies if you have a non-Jew in your house. The non-Jew could switch your food if there's a reason. The non-Jew, probably more practically speaking, can use your kelim. So let's say, we'll talk about the Derech HaHeter, but I just want everyone to appreciate the basis for the discussion. Let's say, for instance, you leave your house for a week, and you leave a non-Jew in the house. You say, do me a favor, don't bring in any of your food, and don't touch my food, and don't use my dishes, and don't use my pots. One day, the non-Jewish person will be there, and they'll get very hungry. They'll have a store in the corner. They'll run out, they'll buy some meat, and they'll cook it in your pot. It's a realistic possibility. And the halacha says it's something you have to be concerned about. And I'm going to read you a Moshe's tshuva about this at the end of this topic. Now, based upon this, you have to be careful when you have a non-Jew in your house, and let me give you some parameters when it's permitted and when you have to be careful. It says in halacha, even for a short amount of time, you should not allow a non-Jew in your house. But there's a concept of yaitza v'nichnas. You go in, you go out. That instills fear on the non-Jew. Now, if you go out for a small amount of time, which is called a zman mu'it, which is very small, 18 minutes, then everyone says there's no problem whatsoever. If you go out for a zman meruba, but the non-Jew doesn't know when you're coming back, that also may be permitted, even though not everyone says that's permitted l'chatchila, but b'di'eved, we don't say there's any problem with your kelim or with your food. If you go out and you say you may come back, and you don't come back for half a day, then some say in the mind of the non-Jew, your yaitza v'nichnas is bottled. Because you didn't come for half a day. She says, I know this Jewish guy. You know, he always tells me he's coming. He never comes. If you have a consistent pattern of not coming back, that's also a problem. You know, a person goes to work for 20 years, leaves 8 in the morning, comes on 5. Every time before he goes, he tells his non-Jewish worker, I may be back in the middle of the day. You know, after 20 years, I think the pattern could be understood. Yeah, but I think Yichud is probably more liberal in terms of the fear, and it's easier to depend on a Yaitzah v'nichnas or Pesach Pesuch l'shazarabim, as I see here. By Yichud, I know no such... What? Yeah, oh, after 20 years, yeah. But Pesach Pesuch l'shazarabim is Matar Yichud. I don't see anywhere it's Matar, you know, a similar thing over here.
Other people...
A neighbor, but the question is also, when he comes in, does a half day pass?
You give him the key.
But what happens if a half day passes and he doesn't come in? Then many Paiskim say it's a problem.
You make sure they do it once.
Yeah, Okinami. No, half a day. Once a week is not good.
No, but you say that they're going to come regularly.
And if a half a day passes, they don't come, most Achrayim hold it's a problem. So let me just suggest, and I'll read your Maisa's Tshuva. I mean, this is a problem. I mean, I've spoken to people over the years, it's a problem. Mahalacha, and I'll read you a Moshe's thing, if let's say a person does this and he leaves for a week, let's take an extreme case. Ramosha says, as most Achrayim hold, and I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chacham Sodom said, you should wait till your Kalim are Eina Ben Yoyim. We all know what an Eina Ben Yoyim is. An Eina Ben Yoyim means that from the time of the Isser being in the Kalim, if you wait 24 hours, So then it's not an issa d'oraisa, it's only an issa d'rabbanan. That's if you have no heter to stand on. But you should fashion, if you understand and appreciate the shaila, that you should always be a yaitzev v'nichnas. To be yaitzev v'nichnas every 18 minutes, you know, I can't say that's feasible. But at least yaitzev v'nichnas, I think, up to half a day. And it's not just the fear of yaitzev v'nichnas. I think you actually should have a yaitzev v'nichnas because there is a din in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach says, if the person doesn't arrive by half a day, then it already loses its fear of yaitzev v'nichnas. Now, let me just finish over here. Now, b'di'evid, like I'm saying, the kalim are not usher. The kalim are not usher, b'di'evid, because we have a lot of sveikis, we are matarit, but you have to wait till it's an ena ben yoyma. I think it's advisable, if you go through the paiskim, to minimize the chshash. One way to minimize the chshash is that you should have a rule that no food should be brought into the house. If you could enforce such a rule. Because food brought into the house obviously causes complications. I'm not saying you have to have a food detector when they walk into the house, but if you feel that a directive would be kept and respected, I'm not too sure how in halacha you could assume it'll be respected and detected, but it adds something. You have a rule, obviously, if you know that the person who's working your house is bringing in food, it just increases the chash. I mean, the food is right there. And you go out for 3 hours, you say, I'm going to Brooklyn, then you can go out for 3 hours, you know, there's no way to know. Is it possible, I don't know, to put certain types of locks on the cabinets, certain types of safeguards? Each person has to look into the kitchen and decide exactly what you feel you could do. But this is the problem. At minimal, I think you should really not have non-kosher food in the house. That adds to the chashash. Yaitzev v'nichnas, as best as you could do, you should do it. If you have a neighbor, like someone mentioned before, have the neighbor stop in, at least, hopefully, within half a day. Within half a day. Because half a day is mentioned as a problem. Surely, if you go away and you won't be back for a week, it's a problem to leave a non-Jew in your house. You see, it's a problem in halacha, but if you think about it, I think it's a problem if we could say even in our own understanding, things happen. Things happen. I know any time my wife has a non-Jew cleaning the dishes, there's always shilas. You know, we always have problems. That's it. You tell them, don't, maybe because she's not here that often, she didn't learn halacha a basa b'cholav yet. But surely it's a problem. Problems happen. Well-meaning non-Jews may say, okay, what is he here? I put in a little, hamburger over there. I won't tell him, wash it. Well, it doesn't bother anybody. You know, he doesn't know about it. There's nothing involved. So therefore, like I say, best thing is no non-kosher food in the house. If you achieved that you don't have non-kosher food in the house, you should have a system of yaitzev v'nichnas. How often? I leave it to you. I'm telling you the halacha parameters. Surely if you could have it every half a day, someone come in the morning, not at the same time, obviously, you know, to institute that. Matayv u'manayim, if you have some way of secluding your dishes, locking them up, that it can't be taken. The food in the refrigerator, no, you see what you have. You have meat, so you put a tie around it, you make some sort of seal. With food, there's a way to deal with. Or your kalim, you're not going to put it in a bag and seal it, therefore it's a problem. Let me just read through what Ramesha writes. Well, it depends if you're out for how long. It depends. Yeah. You know, it says in Allah also, as far as offering the food, in terms of whether it's by dinner time, if you leave by dinner time, these factors go in. You know, a person leaves by dinner time, it's more of a chashash going to use it. But what I say, I think it is wise. No, don't have non-kosher food at home. And secondly, arrange with a neighbor some sort of yaitzev v'nichnas to the extent that you feel you can do it, which I think will be helpful. You don't want me to read Ramesh's tshuva? What? Half a day means 12 hours. Or I guess maybe half a day, maybe it means half a day means probably half the waking hours. Let me just, listen, what do you have to hear me? Let me just read through Ramesha. B'dover mashi ashiru m'sharesis nachris b'bayis b'shvil ha'yiladim. A person left over, a non-Jew, with the children. Vavli ha'ya osa l'chatchilu aniyach nachris she'efshir lachris. Of course it's prohibited. because you have to be concerned that she cooked something for herself, and sometimes she cooked for the children, and she gave the children the non-kosher food. Even though it wasn't her responsibility, you asked the neighbor to cook for the children, but you have to be concerned she'll cook for herself, the neighbor won't come in on time, she took upon herself to cook. Avul b'di'evid, yesh l'hasi mishtamish b'kelem. B'di'evid, you could be mishtamish with the kelem. After me'eis le'eis, because it's only a sveik or a banan, he brings down a taz that is machmer, but he says, surely you can be mekel. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chochmas Adam is mekel. So even if you neglect this halacha to its fullest extent, after 24 hours, it's going to become mutter. Before 24 hours, it's not going to become mutter. But of course, to arrange that we will not neglect this halacha, these are the two eights. Number one, lechatchila, non-kosher food should not be brought into the house. Number two, you have to see if you could fashion some way of a yaitz of a nechnas. You know, you have a from neighbor, you should come in. Hopefully, at least a half a day shouldn't pass without someone coming in. The best would be if you could lock the cabinets, you know, if you could do such a thing, you know, my tzivu manoim. Yes. Yeah, video cameras, good. That,
offering food, is that
enough? No, it's not enough. No.
Meat and milk,
they could mix. They could bring something in even if they offer the food.
Right.
That's not enough. If you have a video camera in your kitchen watching your stove, fine. That's an acer. No, you don't have to. Let me tell you, you can have a video camera that doesn't even work as long as he thinks it works. Hey, we should sell video cameras for the kitchen.
Nanny.
What?
Nanny
cameras, right.
Every day though,
what?
Every single day,
it says in halacha the half hour passes, it's a problem. If the half hour passes. Okay, let me just conclude. I think we're here almost half the day. Not quite, but half the morning. Let me conclude. I'm not going to talk about branded, what do they call it? Blended whiskey. I just want to say one thing about it, which I find very interesting. You know, what is blended whiskey? You take a little whiskey, have a little wine in it. What's the whole shaila? Usually, for something to be batel b'roiv, you need 60. Right? You need 60 times the wine. When it comes to yayin nesach, which is beyond the time allowance, most paiskim hold, you only need a ratio of 1 and 6. So therefore, even though you're going to have wine in your whiskey, but the wine true won't be 60 times more than the whiskey won't be 60 times more than the wine, but it'll be 6 times more than the wine. 6 times more than the wine, so then most places can hold its mutter. The question is, maybe whiskey is different, maybe it's not whiskey, different, you know, Ramosha has old tshuva, Rabbi Tice asked him the shaila. He gave a hechsher on blended whiskey that wasn't blended with wine. I don't know what that means, it was blended with something else. Ramosha said, Yashkayach to you, even though al-pi halacha, in my opinion, it's mutter. That blended is mutter because the ikur shita is, if you have 1 to 6, it's mutter. And the wine, even though you don't have 60 times whiskey than the wine, but you're going to have 6 times, as I said before. And then he goes, maybe that's only if it's water, then 1/6 is good whiskey. It comes out, it's mutter. But he says, kedai lahachmer yashkayach for making that hechsher, because there's a big makom to be machmer. Then he adds off very interestingly, he says, aval ani hakatan, I the small one, when I'm at a chasna and someone's mechabed me with l'chaim with blended whiskey, he says not to look like a valgaiva. I guess the gola doyden will look like a valgaiva. He should be machmer, and he says not to insult the person. I drink the blended whiskey. He himself consumed the blended whiskey. He says at his home, and to drink a lot of it, he would never do it. But obviously, he held to his mutter. I found it very interesting the way he writes. He says, when they give me a lachayim and I have blended whiskey, not to insult anybody, I take a little sip because I hold that it's mutter al pi halacha. What? No, it's avida latama. Let me ask you something. No, avida latama. It's the kashan when it's in water. It's the kashan the Shulchan Aruch. You put it in water. You put wine in 7 waters. You put it for Tom. Yeah, you put it in there. Yeah. You put it in there. Let me just mention, tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, Rabbi Ganak is talking. It'll be very informative because it's halacha lemaisa with practical shilas. You could submit your shilas. Maybe we could still get them to Rabbi Ganak. And Rabbi Eisen is talking tomorrow, so everyone is invited to come.